Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg was one of the tech billionaire guests at Donald Trump's inauguration yesterday. But one Irish MEP is seeking clarity on whether Zuckerberg's new moderation policies for Meta are in violation of the EU's Digital Services Act. Maria Walsh is a Fine Gael MEP for Midlands North West, and she joins me now from Strasbourg. Maria, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac. Thanks for having me on to cover such an important issue around the rollbacks of and the protections of people online.
Yeah, what are your concerns?
So for those listening, about 2 weeks ago, Mark Zuckerberg, CEO and founder of Meta, which includes Facebook, Instagram and Threads, introduced a range of changes to the policies that can control the content shared on his platforms. Very similar to what we saw Elon Musk do for X when he bought the business in 2022. There's a couple of concerns from people, and rightly so, about the impact these changes have on the quality of content we will see on platforms, misinformation, disinformation, attacks on minority communities. But my concerns, and again, super grateful for you covering this, is the impact these changes have on LGBTI users. Three significant changes that Zuckerberg's new policies will inhibit and will allow. Users across the platform, so again, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, can now accuse people of being mentally ill or abnormal because of their sexuality. Mm-hmm. And to kind of add context to this, users abusing another individual on the basis of their mental health is not allowed, but a specific caveat that he has put in will allow users to accuse LGBTI plus community members of being mentally unwell because they're gay, lesbian, or transgender. And something super important is the second significant change is it allows users to refer to transgender people as it. And the expression of hate being a third significant change on the basis of someone's sexual identity or sexuality are no longer banned.
And you're seeking clarity, basically, Maria, that if that were to come to pass, would it contravene the Digital Services Act in the European Union? When will you get your response?
Yeah, so for again, to listeners, I've written in great support with colleagues that share the same worry and concerns that I have on these rollbacks. We have the Digital Services Act in place since last year. And ultimately, again, for listeners, it's a cornerstone of policing tech companies like Zuckerberg's and to keep people safe online. I've written to the Commission to ensure that I believe it could constitute a violation of the Digital Services Act. They need to investigate. They need to do so at a very speedy manner and then implement the fines that are needed in place and ultimately protect the EU users. I think what we've seen in the last 24 hours and even in the last couple of years, you know, the goalposts have shifted and changed in the US, but we can't allow that to happen by tech giants here in the EU, hence the reason why we have the Digital Services Act in the first place.
Well, we'll see if that full investigation happens as speedily as you want. We did ask for a response from Meta, and they said, we will allow more speech, they say, by lifting restrictions on some topics that are part of mainstream discourse and focusing our enforcement on illegal and high severity violations. And that's what they're saying at the moment. We'll certainly come back to this as it develops. But can I ask you on another matter? Because the newly elected US President Donald Trump has rescinded executive orders that had promoted diversity and equity and inclusion and promoted rights for LGBTQ plus people and racial minorities, as you know. But I'll ask for your reaction in a moment, Maria Walsh. But just minutes ago, the Bishop of Washington, Marianne Edgar Budd, at a prayer service attended by Trump, pleaded to a stony-faced president and vice president for mercy for immigrants and the LGBTQ plus community. Have a listen.
In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families. Some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals.
And that's the Bishop of Washington, Marian Edgar Budd. What's your reaction?
I mean, as I'm listening, I'm heartbreaking that we are, it seems like we are seeing history repeat itself, where the belief system by now, one of the most powerful leaders in the world believes that someone who doesn't share the same ideology or a sexual orientation is now ostracized and left out. It's very, very worrying, the amount of executive orders he has instilled in the hour after he became president. And for many, like, just, I think we've seen a lot of commentary on him. Like, he used, you know, President Trump uses language like common sense. And I really believe it's a disguise to create very, very dangerous living standards for minorities and vulnerable people. And I think that's what that leader in the church has just covered. I mean, incredibly worrying. And from an EU standard, as a policymaker and as a country like Ireland, I mean, I'm a US citizen. I was born there, but raised in Ireland. I think of all, even the Irish that are trying to keep their family safe across the pond. I think of the businesses. I mean, there's a lot of human impact that comes with leaders like that using language that is very, very harmful.
Okay. Well, we've spoken with Trump supporters on this program who reject that it's a persecution or denigration of minorities, but we'll just watch that space, as they say. Maria Walsh, Fine Gael MEP for Midlands Northwest. Thank you very much.